Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, Megan.
Hey there, Delilah.
What's it like in New York City?
Not good right now, but we'll talk about that later this week.
Eric Adams?
Well, that too, but mostly the punching.
Oh, yeah. That. Talk about that on Thursday.
Exactly.
But this is See You Next Tuesday.
It is. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
You texted me today that you were here. And you had been here for minutes. And you want to know how I know?
How?
One, you have your location shared with me. So I checked to see where you were.
When I tell you that the entire time I was late, the only thing that was making my nerves calmed about that or my anxiety dampened was the fact that I was like, she's got my location. She knows where I am. So she knows how long it's going to take.
Two, when you pulled into my driveway, I got a notification from Spectrum that you had connected to the internet.
Yep.
And then three, I was playing Monopoly Go and you had stole money from me.
And you should remember that I told you that as I had pulled in, I accidentally thought I was hitting 30 seconds to skip in my podcast.
Yeah.
And I hit Monopoly and it opened and we're at the end of the season. And so I'm sitting, that happened because there was a, I don't know, like a tiny little tractor. Like it looked like a construction, like, truck for ants. And like they had their little handheld stop sign and I just sit at like two blocks down for like 6 minutes just waiting. And so I'm trying to skip ahead on this podcast. And then I finally get to go. And then at that point, I'm no longer in the podcast app. I am now on my homepage and I clicked Monopoly. And unfortunately, because of the end of the season, and I've never actually played it with my volume on, it's now connected to my car and I'm listening to a podcast simultaneously hearing the sound effects of Monopoly Go and the soundtrack and it's vibrating.
Oh,
and
so it's like playing, like you're rolling dice on auto.
It's not rolling dice. It's doing the, oh, we're done with the season. Now you're collecting everything.
It's three minutes straight. Yes.
I can't get out of it because I'm driving and I'm like, oh, and it will not stop. And I literally pull in here and I'm like, I'm waiting for this to be done. And then I did a roll and I stole some money from you.
Yep. So there were three, like your digital footprint is all over me. Like you couldn't sneak up on me because I that's why I was already waiting at the door because I knew you were here.
No, I love that because as I'm stressing out about being late, I'm like, she already knows my location. Yes. So like, I don't have to tell her, hey, I hit some traffic. She can see she hit some traffic. So I have so many things I've written down. Okay. To talk to you
about. I just have two. Okay. Go ahead.
I saw someone, it was like about a tweet. I think the original tweet was something along the lines of, I'm not afraid of nighttime. I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm just like afraid of men. Like we would all be able to enjoy the night so much more. And then it's so divulged into a conversation of like, what would you be more afraid to see in a dark, in it, like just come across alone in the dark or not in the dark, a man or a bear? And overwhelmingly, every woman was like, a bear. Like, I've got tactics. I've got all of these different things I could do. And so then I wrote down, bears versus man. And in writing that down, I said, maybe that needs to be a TV show.
Yeah, where we just put a man and a bear. Bring back the fucking Coliseum.
Melissa, what I said, put them in a ring. I don't need to see man versus wild. I need to see man versus bear, except I don't want to give man that kind of ego. I want to see bears versus man.
Yeah.
I want to see Gordon Ramsay. Because
the versus, the second one is the home place.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
We want the other one.
Okay, man versus bear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Gordon Ramsay could produce this.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Bobby Flay could also produce this.
Okay.
And then I think Cocaine Bear is the executive producer.
Obviously, which means Elizabeth Banks is.
And of course, Elizabeth Banks is involved in some campy production involving men being embarrassed and maimed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to see it.
Yeah, she runs the whole thing and is directing it. Yeah, I love this. Yeah, let's pitch it to Elizabeth Banks. Elizabeth Banks, call us. I have several things for you.
Please, big fans of your work.
Yeah, I pitched something to Megan. Well, I was just telling her about something that me and Shireen had started writing.
It needs to be finished immediately. It's fantastic. I want to watch it now. Like, it's a cult classic in the making.
Yeah.
Okay, what else did you write down?
Okay, so Anne Hathaway is on press tour for something. I guess it's a movie. I'm not paying attention. Is it the romantic movie?
Yeah, do you know the origin of the movie?
No.
It's Harry Styles fanfic. They've made it into a feature length film.
You did tell me this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she is doing the press tour of a lifetime.
Yep.
I'm surprised at how much press, but the thing is most people are talking about like Devil Wears Prada and not this movie.
Yeah.
But the main thing that I wanted to talk about is a quote that she said. And I don't think there's ever been a more self-aware person that has ever existed.
Okay.
She said, I think that everybody can agree. I have the personality of a vegan. She said that during a Vanity Fair interview.
Wow.
And I looked it up to see if she was vegan. And she was years ago. And then she's like, I need meat. So wasn't. So she's not even a vegan right now. And she made that comment. And I was like, yeah, you're right. You do. But like, I like you. And that's nothing against vegans. If you're a vegan, you know. If you're a vegan that listens to the show, you know that we're not talking about
you. No.
There's like, a certain sect of vegans.
Yes. And like sometimes those vegans, like Anne Hathaway, don't even practice veganism. Yeah. Like it's just like there's a difference between being like, I love horses and I'm a horse girl. Uh-huh. Like there's a total difference. That's great. And what a wonderful self-aware person, which makes it abundantly clear why she accepted the role.
Yes.
In the Best Oceans movie, where she played Anne Hathaway, the insufferable vegan.
Yes. She also said this about the role that she played in White Queen.
What's that?
Of the White Queen.
She's the queen. And get this, she's
It was
white.
In Alice in Wonderland.
Queen of Hearts? The White Queen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me make sure that I copied that correctly.
Because her face, is that why? Because they paint her white? Like a card? Because I have to say, the title The White Queen is very much giving young Pope.
White Queen, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The White Queen.
In Alice in Wonderland, or the movie's called The White Queen.
Anne Hathaway portrays the White Queen, renamed Mirana of something in Tim Burton's adaption.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Red Queen is the other one.
That's okay. There's two. I only knew about the Red Queen, but I should have assumed that if there's a red one, there's a white one.
There's my phone died. Why didn't I charge that up?
I already forgot that it was gonna die though too.
The reason why she took the role was because she described her interpretation of the White Queen as a punk rock vegan pacifist.
Wow, that's some deep character.
That's some deep character work.
Tim Burton's just like, okay. Sounds fun.
Yeah, so I like Anne Hathaway. I've never not liked Anne Hathaway. And I think anything that came along where people were trying to hate her is like, why? You don't like someone that looks like they're having a good time and does their job?
She had theater kid energy and she like owns that and acknowledges that. Mm-hmm. But it is like the overexposure of it only happens to women where it's like if they're too famous and too successful and people like them too much, then therefore there must be sinister bad vibes there that it's like, oh, I have to get ahead of it and hate them. And I'm like, Gina Rodriguez is right there. I promise you, you don't have to hate Anne Hathaway out of thin air.
No.
I promise you that you can find people with like actual sinister bad vibes. Might I direct you to anyone we've talked about on our podcast? Like, I promise you can have an I told you so moment, but we do not need to make it out of thin air.
No, no. And so you will never hear me saying a bad thing about Anne Hathaway unless she does something bad. And then I
totally.
Will. But up to now, I'm here for it.
Yeah. She gives big adult Gleek energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I remember being like thinking she was overexposed too. But I just get older and then I go, oh, I would do it too. But also like the world just like told me as a woman that I had to hate this other woman. And then I went, oh, okay. Yeah, I hate her. And then I got older and I realized like, oh, I never did hate her. I'm supposed to hate her. And so I thought, oh, okay, let me hop on that. And then your brain fully developed and you go, what?
It seemed like it happened mostly after she hosted that award show with James Yuck Franco.
Yuck!
Where he was high, I guess. Uh-huh. He was on something, that whole award show. He wasn't prepared. She was giving her fucking all, and he was doing nothing. He was giving absolutely nothing. And she, like...
carried it.
Carried the whole thing, and people were like, she's trying too hard.
Oh, like, there's nothing I hate more than using that as an insult, because, like, anytime someone gives me a compliment, I'm being like, usually it's... you know, if it's a random doctor who's like, you're so funny. I go, thanks, I try. Like, I'm trying incredibly hard to be funny. Like, I want to make sure that you know that you're giving me credit for the work I'm putting in. I'm not accidentally doing this thing.
Yeah.
Like.
Like,
what do you mean?
That she gave a whole variety show for that award. And then people were like, this was the lowest ratings that they've ever had. And it was like, probably because people tuned in and saw James Franco. And this was before any allegations against him had come out. It's like they tuned in and saw that he didn't look like he went to one rehearsal.
No.
And they're like, I can't watch this. This is embarrassing.
Yeah. He has a smelly personality too.
Mm-hmm.
And when that's not matched with talent, I can't smell past it.
Yeah.
You're just like, ooh, stank face. Yeah. You know, I wonder if Lin-Manuel Miranda has beef with her, because why isn't she in any of his productions?
I don't think they would go well together.
No, I don't think so either. And as I've said before, similar to Anne Hathaway, I think, and I have no evidence to prove this except the feeling in my gut, I think Lin-Manuel Miranda is also incredibly self-aware.
Yes.
But I don't think he's going to let us know until we know him. So I think everything I've said about Lin-Manuel Miranda, people are like, what if this gets back to him? I go, I don't think he would care in the slightest. I think he would be like, yeah, sometimes I play characters that have the same vibe as Mr. Shu. And I'm like, thank you.
Does he sometimes play, like, he creates the characters, though?
No, I know. And I think he enjoys a character. He enjoys portraying a Mr. Shu-like character.
Yeah.
I think that's a personal choice.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I don't think that man is talented.
Yeah, he's
that
very
man is not
talented.
Accidentally making those roles like that.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 whatsoever.
I think he's very happy with his life.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy for him. And I would love him to do more seamless photo shoots, similar to the King of Queens photo shoots. Because thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Low camera angle and a little...
smirk.
A little quirky, smirky face.
And a little...
Like, Lin-Manuel Miranda is the personification of a mustache tattoo. Like, and I think he would agree with that.
Yeah. I forgot about those things. And then I just remember it. Three people I know that have them.
Yep.
And they all are like, why now?
Yep. Understandable. Mm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like you're gonna get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Next up, I have been unknowingly drinking algae for who knows how long.
And what?
This is the most embarrassing part. And this is why it's a PSA for Megan. Don't take off your goddamn fucking glasses. And this is why I've now started leaving my glasses in almost every room, because I
won't. Why don't you buy multiple pairs of glasses?
No, I do. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So I have multiple pairs. And instead of like putting them away and like changing them based on my outfit, I leave them around the house because I always take them off. Mm-hmm. And then I always need them a couple seconds later, but not the ones that I'm wearing. Like I have to take them off at certain points. And our kitchen is yellow, the color of like the tiles and everything. Like it's like a creamy sort of Easter yellow. Mm-hmm. And we have tons of windows that are green. And like lots of like greenery and all of that stuff. And I remember one day I'm looking at the Brita and I'm like,
oh yeah,
the Brita looks so green. And I was like, no, okay. And then I pour the water into a glass and it's clear. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, I'm fine. It's just the reflection of this on the Brita. Like, of course. Keep going on. My tummy's like a little bit off, but I'm just like, when is it not? Like mm-hmm. the fucking, it can change temperature, weather, stress, whatever. Like my stomach is, the only thing it's consistent about is being inconsistently poor.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever. And then Mats walks into the dining room. I'm on the couch. He walks into the living room the other day with the Brita and he goes, we need to get a new Brita. And I look up and I go, oh my God, it's still green. He goes, how long has it been green? I was like, I just thought it was the reflection. And then I poured the water and he like couldn't believe it. So he poured water and it also came out clear. And he's like, okay, so yeah. And then he wanted to get rid of it. And I was like, I can just wash it.
No, you need to get rid of it.
Well, so I washed it and then we soaked it and then we're getting a new one.
Yes, please.
I was shocked.
I had a Brita for a long time. And then I moved into a different place where I had a water dispenser in
the sink
in the refrigerator.
Oh yeah.
And then someone that was a frequent visitor of mine liked like room temperature water, so I had a Brita.
I said I can't knock it.
Yeah, I mean that's what you want. I prefer cold water, but so I had a Brita that would just sit on the counter that had water that they were only drinking in it.
Yeah.
And then one day I looked over and I was like, there's algae in this. Because I wasn't changing it that frequently. And it was one of the huge ones, like the gallon
Oh,
ones.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, that's overwhelming.
Yes. Because I used to have it like in my refrigerator where I was drinking out of it the time. So it was like, yeah, like, of course. But now that it's not being used as much. And I saw that and I just like took it, poured it out outside and just put it in the trash can.
Yeah. You have to really commit to it. And I do think that it's similarly to when I'm so congested I can't taste anything. I think I should be able to eat things I'm allergic to. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should have to clean things that are just water. Like, I know we have to, but I don't think we should.
It's water is so strange in that, like, it exists. It takes up most of the world. It takes up most of our bodies. If it's in moving water, like, we're fine, like, moving fresh water. But as soon as it sits still,
deadly diseases can contract from a puddle. Like, that's actually so alarming.
Yes.
And, like, the fact that you can have stagnant water and you can drink it in a glass. But then if you leave that glass overnight, they're like, actually do not drink
and
that.
And have you ever looked at it very closely when you've left it out overnight?
I have.
There's this film that's like over it.
Yes. It is just like the fact that like when I turn on my bathtub, it first runs almost copper because we have copper pipes and that's just, you know, lots of minerals in LA water, hard water. So I have to use a special shampoo to get the water out of my hair, but I need the water. I'm just like, and then on top of all of this, I can have a water bottle that I only fill with water. And they're like, you know, actually, if you leave that too long, mold is going to come. And I go, why? It's just what?
Yep.
And if you don't wipe down your shower, oh, now there's condensation. And now we have mold. And it's like, water is doing so much. And yet at the same time, I need it, but I need to do it in such specific goddamn fucking forms.
Yes. And I don't need I know somebody right now is starting a dissertation to us in DMs telling us about how bacteria grows in water. I know how it grows.
And I don't care to know.
I don't need to like any additional information. I know how it grows. Like, I understand how it grows. I just don't know why. Like, the same reason why if I'm walking past the same table every day and I don't hit my knee, but today I hit my knee. Why?
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 It's just for what?
Yeah.
Why like, and for what?
For what?
For what was the purpose of this? And it makes me like so heated that like, this is why I have algae in my Brita, because I'm going, I'm not, why the fuck do I need to clean this? Why can't I just clean it, wipe it down? What do you mean I have to dig in deep in here? And also because this water is never fucking still. Mm-hmm. This water is constantly being like pouring in and out. And then I also, if I don't drink this water, I'm going to get sick. And so, Megan, you have to make sure you clean your water filter, but clean your water bottle, and then clean your water that it goes in. And I'm like,
you have to use water to fucking clean it.
And then I go, so then how fucking clean is it? And they're like, but make sure you don't use it bad kind of soap. Oh my God. Stop. Like, can't we have anything? Like, can't we just make water easy?
Yeah.
I almost made this my hot take, but I thought you would agree with me. And I was like, I wasn't getting any pushback. Mm-hmm. And now I know. So that's my story about drinking algae. I feel a lot better. And you should see me, like, my stomach was off. And so I was like, let me check my water bottle. I'm like, my water bottle's looking good. Like, it's fine. And then less than 20 minutes later, Mons came and he's like, this is covered in algae. Like, and I was like, oh, okay, so it was the bread.
At least it was just 20 minutes. I thought you were saying it'd been a couple days.
Oh, no, it was from me going, my tummy has been off for a couple days thinking that there's something wrong with the water bottle I'm drinking out of.
Got it.
And it was actually the Brita that was causing the issue. Mm-hmm. They're making a Sims movie.
I know, with Barbie. Let's go, Margot.
I'm so speechless.
It's going to be so good.
Who's going to be Bella Goth? I have so many questions. Like, the lore behind Sims.
Can we just get everybody that was in the Barbie movie just to just do this again?
Nicola, I need you.
Yeah.
I need you stat. Who's going to play the Grim Reaper? Is it going to be Will Ferrell? Like, who? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so fucking excited because the IP of this is insane.
Yes.
And like, anyone who does not play Sims or has not played Sims, even if you play Sims now, or you didn't play Sims, you played Sims like years ago in your middle school and like your 20s, 30s now, and you haven't played, just know that the lore is still there. They expand upon it. They build upon it. Like those same characters that you've seen from like the first iterations, first early iterations of Sims are still characters now, but then they've like had people go away and come back. And it's like the original soap opera.
Yeah. Well, it's not the original soap operas. Existed way before, but
I'm so fucking excited. And for like the hideous clothes, and like they have to talk Simlish. I do need Katy Perry to come sing her song that she sang for mm-hmm. the Sim soundtrack that was in Simlish.
Yes,
use and scared and scared a lot. So good. I cannot wait. Any who I need to be in that, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, yeah, his voice would be perfect.
Imagine Lin-Manuel Miranda speaking Simlish.
Yes.
His native tongue.
Uh-huh.
Like, perfect. Who else would you put in it?
Let's see. Just for shits and giggles, put Gabrielle Union in it.
Well, she can do anything.
Yeah.
She can play the teenagers.
Yes. Put Paris Hilton in it. I can open IMDb right now and I'll just be like, yes. And no.
I think Millie Bobby Brown would be hilarious in
great.
It.
Great.
I also think
Viola Davis would be great.
Oh my God. First of all, I need Viola Davis, but I need her to, and I know she doesn't like to like pull things from other characters. I do need Annalise Keating's walk in there because uh-huh. I think that is
that's
crucial
how
to
she
Sims
walks
lore.
Though. But that's how she walks. But I've seen
there's yes, the arm there swing. The arm swing is different. Well, it's a lack of arm swing. It's like the sturdy arms. Mm-hmm. That's the Annalise Keating.
You never saw Woman King.
No, but it is on my list.
Yeah. People were like, this is just how this woman walks because she is doing this in this period piece.
She changes the arms. That's the difference. She changes the arms. And I also need Kiki Palmer in it because yes. I need her to, the personification of the, when she does yuck, mm-hmm. that's how Kiki Palmer would speak in Sims. Like that yes. is the Simlish. I yeah. need all of that. Like garbledy googly suck. Mm-hmm. So fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Me too.
And I need Z-Way as like a little Where's Waldo cameo, just in an out, like in an actual outfit, looking so fucking adorable. She could be like the Gloria, like the human world.
I haven't played Sims in so long, but like now I'm like, do I need to go get a $500 computer that I just played Sims on?
What's that? That has been, you know, I've been debating this for so long. The issue is that it's not recommended to play it on a laptop. And that's really hard for me to conceptualize playing a Sims and
like
not laying in my bed.
Somewhere?
Yeah, that's really, I'm just like not cool with that. If anyone
what
has any recommendations,
what if I put the game on an external hard drive and then play it?
Let's ask the people because you know, if Charity. It works, I'll do it. I know Charity did tell me what I could do and I don't remember.
Okay.
We need to know because I did.
Mm-hmm. I did play when they launched the mobile game. I played it probably for 2 months straight, and then I had to just delete it because it. That's all I wanted to do. That's all I could do. That's all I thought about, and I knew my limit. And I used to Good. Play as a child on my Gateway computer, but. Now that it's coming back, I got to get back into it.
I was such a fucking Sims kid. Like I was such a gaming kid. Like I loved Neopets. I loved mm-hmm. like world building. I mm-hmm. wasn't like anything with like timers or anticipating. Like, yeah. I don't like stress.
Did you ever play the Roller Coaster Tycoon game?
No, because I didn't like the graphics of that. But my friend Jake played it and yeah. I would enjoy watching him play it because he had already gotten past so many levels and built it up. So the graphics were like better, but like mm-hmm. it's very, like, I could never do Minecraft. Like, that's not my kind of graphic. An early Roller Coaster Tycoon is kind of like,
I would have been playing before, Jake, you were playing it.
It's just not glossy.
Yeah,
until you get to the stuff that you're building that's really big, and that takes a while to get there. I don't have the patience.
There was one, too, that was called, what was the other tycoon?
He played them all. Oh, was it City, something like that?
Yes, that one, Sim City. Yeah. That one was my shit, though.
Yeah.
That one was great.
But it also really took a while to build up to like pretty shit.
It did take a while.
And
but
so
like,
I needed
once
my rosebud
got it,
cheat.
Once you got it though. Whew.
Yeah. No, I like love that kind of stuff. And so I'm so fucking here for this game. And I really hope that they kind of how Barbie was done in the same way where it's like this is the Barbie world that we know, but then has the narrative of not only like the social commentary of Barbie, but like how how people played with Barb, like how mm-hmm. people play with Sims. Like there has to be a moment where you put the family in a pool and you take out the little pool thing and then you watch them die so you can see the Grim Reaper come. Like you have to be like,
it's going to be like a side joke that like somebody's just going to take it away. And then we hear like noises in the background
and you just see the Grim Reaper arrive and then just like lights and go. Like, I'm just so excited for that because there it's just such extensive, deep lore that for most people, your first introduction to it is middle school. And then we get to be adults and similar to Barbie where it's like there's a nostalgia component that's not like, oh, I totally missed that this meant this or whatever. It was like, no, I was figuring out about sex and I was making them have sex. Like, it's just woohoo. Woohoo. And when they're like making food and burning it and like the house is on fire and you're like, oh my God, stop, you fucking idiot. Like, ugh. And like fast forwarding through the night and the day. Like, I love, you could also get back to playing the app because they have recycled all of the events now that like I check it maybe once a month because I'm so annoyed by it.
I've got too much going on with Monopoly.
I'm almost off of Sims because I cannot keep track because Monopoly's taken over my
life. Yeah, I've missed some of the wars in Marvel Strike Force because of Monopoly. But so
the difference is your community of Monopoly Go speaks your same language.
Yeah.
And it's easier to connect. So,
because I'm still one of the best players. Like the other things that make sense. Because the war is the only thing you have to play like live with other people.
Yeah.
The other stuff, like you can do it on your own time. I just knock all that stuff out in one time. But then it's like the live stuff. Just,
you don't want to disappoint people.
I did the last one, but I only did, you get 10 battles. And I only did like 6 of them, which was better than That's the passing. One before.
Okay, then yeah.
Where I didn't do any at all.
You're improving immensely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I used to be like, boom, 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 boom.
Well, that's because Monopoly Go entered your life. And Monopoly Go, I can't thank you and hate you enough for bringing it into my world.
Oh, thank you yesterday for sending me that sticker.
You're welcome.
It was just a 1-star. And I was like, somebody's got to just give it to me. I just like, because I finished my...
I know
the first one kind of late, and I was like, I just want to do a few of them that I have.
That's what I assumed.
I had a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah, get the dice.
Yeah. And I was like, let me just knock these few
out. I know. I almost texted you being like, what else do you need? I've got some rollovers.
I was good. And then I had a whole bunch, and then I was one away until the last 2 minutes from having 1,000 stars.
Bitch, I would have sent you some. I had like 1,100.
But I just kind of wanted to just... do it oh, on you my got own it. But then I got it.
Oh, okay, good.
And then I had so many, like it took a lot of them, but then I got like a lot of it finished a lot of the sticker sets for me.
Oh, great.
So then I had a ton of, when the new one started, I had a ton to go.
When the new one started, I had 3 whole minutes of it just opening things and look what all the things you want. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying to drive the car.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We looked at couches this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'll show you pictures. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, I introduced my nephew to Beyonce.
Welcome to, speaking of, new album drops in a few hours.
The visuals of everything, the design of everything. Mm-hmm. Whoever designed the track list and all of that is also who's designed, I would say, 90% of her tour merch.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking
vibe. It's the same. It's also a call back to the Chitlin Circuit. It says at the top of that, it says, presented by the Chitlin Circuit. So
I planned to look that up and I never did.
Yeah.
I love it. Nobody does cohesive and a story like she does. Mm-hmm. And she knows how to hire all the fucking right people to do it.
Yes, she does.
And I'm obsessed. And so we were listening to music and it was so sweet. So we had my niece's naming ceremony this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I had to spend most of the time at synagogue running around chasing the 4-year-old. Uh-huh. And trying to keep track of him, trying to make sure everything's fine. And so that was who I spent most time with. So I'm exhausted. And we get back and he's like, time for a dance party. And I was like, my guy, I have to eat because I've been wearing a mask. So I've been able to eat at synagogue. And we go back to their place. I eat a sandwich and it was told like after I eat and after I digest for a bit, we can play and then we'll have our dance party, which is like our thing that we do. And we had planned to go to look at couches afterwards. And I had said like, oh, okay, we're going to go look at couches. And then Mott's like, oh, probably just like go home after that. And I go to say goodbye. And he looks at me with tears in his eyes and he goes, wait, you're leaving? And I was like, oh, well, we're just going to go look at some couches at a store. And he goes, but you're not coming back? And I was like, oh no, we can come back. I don't even have to go. Like mm-hmm. I completely crumbled and he like started almost crying and his mom looks up at me and he's like, oh my God. Like he was just so devastated. And I was like, I have to give this kid the best dance party in the entire fucking world when we get back. So naturally also I loved this hot pink couch and I was like, he's going to love this. And everybody else was like, Megan, you cannot have this. This is not like, this is too bright. This is too loud. It's not going to go with anything. I'm like, but it's so fun. And we get back and I was like, what's your favorite? He's like, this one. And I was like, yeah, on my team. But we like listen to his music and we listen to my music. We go back and forth. We have a whole routine. We like do it in his room. The only person who is sometimes allowed and invited, but is not always invited to dance is Mott's. He can come in usually halfway through and he can like sit and participate. He doesn't usually get his own songs, but no one else is like, no one else is allowed to come.
It's y'all's thing.
It's our thing. It's hanging out. And we also do a lot of like playing while we do it. So he's got 20 truck songs about ice cream trucks. And so we then pretend we're an ice cream truck and like, what are you ordering? And we're doing all of that. And then I did Love on Top.
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
And it is the perfect song. Like mm-hmm. it is top 5 songs ever made in the entire world.
Yes.
And I start playing it and like, he just like stands still and he goes, who is this? And I was like, this is Beyonce. And he goes, can I see? And I show the cover art. He is just holding my phone, staring at her. I go, do you want to see the lyrics? He goes, no. just watching. And then he like puts the phone down and he's like looking into the distance. And I go, she's a very good singer. And he goes, yeah, very good. And I was like, mm-hmm. He was just like speechless, which he like, when he like really likes something, I show him, he like loves new Olivia Rodrigo. And mm-hmm. it's like, he's like excited and jumping up and down. The only other reaction he has is when we listen to Tracy Chapman Fast Car, where mm-hmm. he goes, it's time for us to sit down and enjoy the fucking art.
Yeah.
And then we were playing with like Cars later on. And I was like, can I put some like music on in the background? We can go back and forth between our songs. And every time it was my turn, he goes, are you going to play Be Nice? And I go, Beyonce. And he goes, Beyonce. I go, you can also call her B. You can call her Queen B. You can call her Bae. And he goes, kept trying. He's got it nailed, Beyonce. And then every time I played a song, he goes, is this Beyonce? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I like this one. Taste.
Great. I love Taste. It. I love it.
We played Alien Superstar. I go, this one's about aliens. And he was like, whoa. We played Countdown. I said, this one's about numbers and counting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, Beyonce, thank you. And I was like, if I were a boy, I'm like, this song is about boys. Then we had Irreplaceable. This song is about boxes because mm-hmm. you're packing yourself.
To live.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I was obsessed. And I told him that you went to... I was like, do you remember Melissa and how
Wienermobile?
Yes. I literally say, do you remember Melissa? And he goes, yes. And I go, Melissa, who drove the Wienermobile? And he goes, uh-huh. And I go, she went to go see Beyonce in concert. Like, remember when I went to see Taylor Swift? And I was like, and that one was all aliens and it was really cool. And he was like, whoa. And I was like, and this next one is like country, mm-hmm. Western. And he was like, whoa.
Cowboy, cowgirls. Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. And he was like, whoa. So I can't wait to play it for him.
Yeah.
He's gonna love it.
I'm so excited to listen tonight.
I can't fucking wait.
I know.
I'm about to be a new person.
Me too.
Like, you're about to catch
me in
the valley.
It's already out, like, overseas because it's already the time there. And I've seen a couple reviews and people are... They're just like, she's right. This isn't a country album. This is a Beyonce album. Like,
of course it is.
This is incredible. Like...
Whoever doubted.
I know. But like, and there's like 20 something songs on it. Cause she's been working on it. She's been working. I think that's what I saw in that.
Well, you know who's on it.
I know.
What's her name?
Uh-huh. I gave her a shout out when I did
Tanner Adele.
Yes. When I gave my, and the thing is she tweeted out in March. She said, I hoped like to work with Beyonce and people were like, whatever, the album's already done. I truly think Beyonce was like, actually, it's not done. She said, over here.
I'm sorry. What do you guys know about my business
right.
and my life?
Uh-huh. And she goes, you've been saying in your song, I look like Beyonce with the lasso. And she's like, come on over here.
Sit down, baby.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite response to that tweet, though, is someone saying, just to already tell us what fucking track you're on. And like at the original, it was either people being like, the album's done, stop being so thirsty. And then other people being like, bitch, you're on it. I already know. Like, tell me what it is. Like, give us the details. Like, come on.
I'm a Buckle Bunny. I love that song so much.
I was
much.
Listening to that this morning. I was like, shaking my titties, swinging my titties like a lasso. They're not long. I'm just swinging like a lasso. But like, so I absolutely love it. I love Beyonce. I love sharing just sheer talent. And I love that like he has so, he like knows. He hears Tracy Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants the original version.
Yeah.
I initially was always playing him like the EDM version because it's like more high energy if you're having a mm-hmm. dance party. And no, now
this is our rest time.
Uh-huh. And we just appreciate the art and the music and we get it with Beyonce too. And like, I love it. And I'm just like so happy to be instilling this taste in him. And I'm teaching him about Beyonce and he's teaching me about trucks. I also learned, you know, those cement like partitions on the freeway between lanes mm-hmm. and stuff. A truck drops those off like a Pez dispenser. It like poops them out. And then when they're done, I don't know why they would be done. I thought they were always there.
That's
apparently
because
they're not.
We live in an area that is always under construction.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, didn't know that was why. Then it just goes back and sucks them back up. And I was like, what?
Now I got to find videos of this.
Melissa, that's what every time he would tell me about the truck. And I would go, what does it do? He tells me what it does. And then he says, do you want to see a picture? And I said, of course I do.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows me a picture. And then he like wanted to move on from this one. And I go, no, this is crazy, dude. Like, this is brand new information for me. He teaches me so much. And everyone, like, we're with both sides of the in-laws, or his both his grandparents on each side, they're like, you're so good with him. Like, you know, you really get on his level. And I'm like so flattered, y'all, but like, I want to do this too. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing anything I don't want to do. When he's like, ugh, I'm bored. I go, me too. Let's do something else.
Yeah. That's like,
we're vibing.
When I'm talking to my niece and I'll like ask her a question, you know, it takes little kids a little second to formulate their thoughts, and somebody will answer for her. And I was like, why are you doing that? I'm trying to have a conversation with her.
Yeah. Like, we're on this, we're peers. And like, he and I know this, which is why he refers to everybody else as like, they're 30 and I think I'm six now, maybe five. But like, we've only ever been at max, he thinks maybe we're 2 years apart.
Okay.
Maximum. And when I talk about when I was a kid, he looks at me like, you are a kid. Like, what the fuck? I said I had a job once and he went, what? And I was like, yeah, I worked at
the frozen yogurt shop. Does he think you're Mott's child?
No. Mott's also is the second youngest. Okay. So it's me, Mott's, because we're the most fun. Because like, Mott's puts on a cape with him and runs around. And like, I'm rolling on the ground and like, we're pretending to be smelly socks. That's together.
How I am too.
Yeah. And I'm just like, it's like, oh, thanks. You're so sweet for getting on his level. And I'm like, and
I'm having his a mom fucking
is
like, blast.
This is her level. This is their peers. This
I'm a big fucking child.
Yeah. There's a reason why when we buy him sensory toys, we also buy them for Megan. Or we say, hey, we think you might like his new toy. And I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
So those are my updates.
Have you ever put a warm nut in your mouth?
This sounds like you're trying to sell me something at like 3 a.m. on like Home Shopping Network.
You didn't answer my question.
Have I ever put a warm nut in my mouth? Mm-hmm. Depends on what, I mean, yeah, of both varieties.
The flavor is immaculate.
One is better than the other.
This weekend, I made
chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I made almond butter.
Oh, okay. And almond, you are... I'm evolving at a speed that I don't think they predicted. Like, this is crazy. That's crazy.
It is the easiest thing ever to make. You put the almonds in the oven for 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then you take them out and you let them sit for another 10 minutes. And in that time, I picked up a few of them. I was like, and I put them and
I want to rub those on my body.
So fucking good. Oh, it was good.
Wait, have I not made you my Ina nuts?
I don't think so. Do you put sugar on it? Because
no,
I don't.
God,
like,
no.
Okay.
These are like sweet and herby and savory, but then she does a bunch of them and it's a mix. It's not sticky to the touch. It's like a dry one and you serve them warm. I'll make them. They're you would love them. They're delicious.
And then I just put the almond butter in.
Or the almonds.
The warm almonds in a food processor. And you just let that bitch go. And then it'll start clumping to the side. You scrape the side and it gets to a point where it looks like dust. And you're like, I guess I'm done. No, you just keep letting it go. Keep scraping. And it eventually turns into almond butter. And then I put a little honey in there, a little cinnamon.
Ooh.
So, and I don't like, I've told you before, I don't like almond butter. This tastes so much better than anything I've ever bought in the store. And the reason I was doing this also was because...
I can't wait to hear.
Here's the thing. Have you heard about people making a...
oh, God.
Cookie dough-like hummus where they use chickpeas and they
Girl, I grew up as a white girl with an almond mom.
You're
what
right.
What do you mean? You telling me?
Yes, you're correct.
Have you ever heard of?
You're correct.
Have you ever heard of?
I apologize.
Cookie dough made out of chickpeas. That's my culture.
I apologize. And so I was gonna make it, and then I looked and I saw that I was like out of peanut butter.
Uh huh.
And then I was like, I got all these almonds. I can probably make some almond butter. Let me find a recipe. And I was like, that's all you have to do. But then I never got around to making it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. There's a distinct texture that you can't get away with. Okay. There's a graininess of the beans.
Okay.
That's not, you wouldn't like in a cookie dough, but you can make it with oats.
Yeah. Well, that recipe called for putting oats in it too.
Oh, okay. You might be able to mask the flavor that way. Yeah. But there's ways you can do it where instead of chickpeas, you are doing an oat based thing with an almond butter.
Yeah, well, this was putting chickpeas and...
Well, peanut butter would cover the taste,
peanut
probably.
Butter, since I didn't have peanut butter, I was going to do almond butter. And then you make almond flour. I mean, oatmeal flour.
Yeah.
Put that in there. I feel like it was something else. the chocolate chips, of course. But yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
So
you know what? I'm happy to share my culture with you. Try it out. And I want everyone to know that chickpeas are not white culture, but using chickpeas to make diet cookie dough
And here's the thing is that I get up probably like two times a week and just make chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, so what was the point of this?
Because I can't keep doing this. I can't keep eating.
Do you like the cooked cookies or do you like the
I like the dough? I like cooked cookies.
Oh, so just make.
And so I was just going to just eat the, instead of doing, I can get the same taste profile.
Okay.
By just eating that because I can't keep making cookies twice a week.
It takes a lot of time.
It doesn't even take that. You can whip up cookies in 15 minutes. No. I use a silicone thing. So it's not even that. Oh, I put everything in one bowl. Like it literally, that's the problem is that it's too easy and it's too accessible. And so I was eating way too many fucking cookies.
You know, you could probably make protein cookies and then you're getting and full. Then
it tastes like protein though.
Well, this one will taste like chickpeas. So
protein though.
I would throw protein powder in the cookies.
I've done it.
And then you'll just have one and then you'll be like,
oh. I've done it.
Or make a flavor you don't like that much and then you're like, eh. So for me, like, I can't do too many sweets because, like, I get, like, it's just, like, I get overwhelmed. It's too sweet, too much flavor. And so I, like, if I do a double chocolate one.
I hate that, though. Oh, like, okay. I don't even like those. I wouldn't even eat them. Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now that I don't think you'll enjoy it. Make your own. Well, you should make protein, because you've accomplished so much in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, because that's what your destiny is.
That's what my destiny is. Like, but I have created so many different type of things.
You've like fully invented shit. So, yes. I think that you could make, I have full faith in you that you could make a like protein chocolate chip cookie that you would enjoy that is like satiating and delicious and good. Because if you're still like, if you're eating a cookie and you're like, no, I need another cookie, like you're not getting anything out of it. Like I always think that like it either needs to like, you need to change the size of like the cookie that you're eating. You need to change the ingredient so it's like more satiating have it with something else that makes it be like, oh, this hit the spot. Because if it's not hitting the spot, then we need to evolve what it is.
I mean, so then I would make like, oatmeal chocolate chip walnut cookies, which those are so filling.
Yeah.
But then I would eat like three of them and then throw the rest of them out. And it's like I'm being wasteful then.
We can freeze them too, though.
That's true.
Freeze them as individuals and you can just use them.
Maybe that's what I do because then there's a barrier.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is that like if you want more than one cookie, there's a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're still hungry. Or it's just, you're stressed,
I just want to eat them.
Or whatever that is there, and then I think that's a good plan. Yeah. Mott's loves those kinds with walnuts. I can't stand it. Walnuts taste like not edible to me.
The thing with walnuts is that they're gross.
It's the texture.
You have to wash. It's like they're taste waxy. A little too earthy and waxy. Mm-hmm. So I wash them several times, and then it gets all that.
Okay, because my whole thing has always been like. I have very groovy teeth, so like I have a hard time with solid nuts in general, but they're the most waxy that it's like they feel like they stick on everything.
They're also higher in fat content, so they're they're squishier.
Yeah.
And so that's what's getting your teeth.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Speaking of teeth, I'm pretty sure I have a tongue tie.
I saw your TikTok about this. So
turns out I can get that shit lasered off and apparently will like help me sleep. It'll help my posture. It'll help with neck pain. It'll help with my TMJ pain. It'll help with like everything. So I'm hoping to do it.
When is this happening?
Well, I have to get my ass to a dentist.
Okay.
Can you do it? Open your mouth all the way. Can you touch your tongue to the roof?
I know. It's my favorite thing to do.
I can do that, but like it has to be closed.
Mm-mm. No one's seeing this.
Yeah, well, just know.
Just know.
Check my TikTok.
Our tongues were just active, but not on each other, just in the air.
But join our Patreon. It's going to be ominous. It's not false advertising if it's just your mind is, you're taking it there.
Mm-hmm. That's, soon you may be able to hear it another way.
Hey! They're going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's all I have for you.
All right. That's all I had, too. That was plenty, though.
Definitely plenty. I have some other random ones, but I don't really care as much anymore.
Okay. All right.
Wonderful. We hope you enjoyed and we'll see you next Tuesday. Why did that one take so long to come? It's the only one that's in the fucking title.
I don't know, Megan.
Okay, well,
maybe see you next Tuesday. Forgot what the show was, which show we were
playing. I did. Sometimes I'm like, we're hanging out with microphones.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.